They'll never go through that again. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe every tear from their eyes. They will have washed their robes white. They will have purified themselves. So look at how serious this gets. Revelation chapter 6, beginning at verse 9. The search was on to see who would be worthy to break the seals that were on a special scroll, a scroll that unfolds for us what's going to be taking place at the end of this temporary phase of mankind's reign on the earth. And if you will, the devil's reign on the earth by and through mankind. Verse 9, he opened the fifth seal, and I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained. They called out in a loud voice, "How long, sovereign Lord, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge our blood?" Notice now, they are calling for revenge. But they're not saying we want to kill them. They ask God, "How long before you avenge our blood?" There are some people who think that, or maybe they just wish that God's people did not have the right to ask God to avenge the people who have done them wrong. That's so interesting. You know, God tells us, okay, listen, there are times when I'm going to heal you. There are times when I am going to heal, and we'll take God at his word and remind them, "Lord, this is what you said." And people will clap and say, "Amen." There are scriptures where God says that there are times when he is going to prosper people financially. And folks will read that and clap and say, "Amen," and remind God, "This is what you said you'll do." But then when people say, read the scriptures where, and there are many scriptures throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament where God teaches in principle that not only does he avenge his people of the wrong done to them, but encourages his people to ask him to do that, and encourages, in fact, in some cases, demands, instructs, directs his people to praise him when he avenges, when he takes revenge for them. Here they are. They called out in a loud voice, "How long, sovereign Lord, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge our blood?" Now, the people who say God's people should not be asking God to avenge them of the wrong done to them are right, then God should be correcting his people for having asked this question. Let's see how he does respond. Verse 11. Then each of them was given a white robe, and they were told to wait a little longer. A little longer for what? A little longer until he avenged their blood. Then each of them was given a white robe, and they were told to wait a little longer until the number of their fellow servants and brothers who were to be killed as they had been was completed. Why? Because when God was going to avenge his people, he was going to avenge all those who were yet to be destroyed, who were yet to be killed, as these martyrs who asked this question had been killed. He did not correct them and say, "You shouldn't be asking me that. You shouldn't be wanting me to avenge your blood." That's not what he said. He gave them white robes, said, "Wait just a little bit longer." In other words, he said, "I'm going to avenge your blood in just a little while." very often people are the church goers. I'm not saying all, because I know some people just have an incorrect understanding of this. And they just haven't searched it out enough and paid attention to scripture passages where Mary, for example, the mother of Jesus, praised God not only for Jesus' birth, but for the coming crushing of the enemies of God's people. Hannah, when God gave her son Samuel, not only did she praise God and thank him for having given her son, but prophetically she also thanked and praised God for the crushing of the enemies of his people. When Moses and the rest of the Israelites crossed the Red Sea, and then God overthrew the Pharaoh and his army as they tried to cross the Red Sea, and God killed them all, the Israelites praised God for having destroyed their enemies. In the book of Revelation, when God will have destroyed Babylon and the people in that city, that wicked city, in Revelation chapter 18, there's going to be a lot of sadness as God describes how the people of the earth, who will have been in partnership with the people of Babylon, respond when the people in the city of Babylon are destroyed. But in chapter 19, after this city is destroyed, and it talks about the smoke from her going up forever and ever, one on the throne directed the people of God to praise God for what he will have done when he destroys Babylon. You'll find it in Revelation 19:5. Then a voice came from the throne saying, "Praise our God, all you his servants, you who fear him, both small and great. He will have destroyed that wicked Babylon. Her smoke will still be going up." We read in chapter 19, verse 3, and then in verse 5. In fact, in verse 4, the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God who was seated on the throne, and they cried, "Amen, hallelujah." And in verse 5, everyone is commanded by a voice from the throne, from the throne, directing us all to praise God for what he will have done when he destroys Babylon. Sometimes people just haven't studied the matter out thoroughly enough to have a proper understanding of how God allows, sometimes even wants, sometimes even directs his people to address him when it comes to him taking revenge on our enemies. They just haven't studied it out enough, and they just don't have that understanding. Other people who are churchgoers, who don't want that to happen, don't want Christians asking God to deal with our enemies, don't want that to happen, because even though they're churchgoers, they're workers of evil who are deliberately, knowingly doing evil things, or at least trying to do evil things to God's people. And they don't want the people they're doing the evil to be asking God to avenge them of their enemies, because they know they're some of those enemies. And they don't want God dealing with them in accordance with their evil works. So, hey, look, as long as the people we're trying to hurt, the Christians, the saints who have these intimate relationships with God, don't ask God to deal with us according to our wicked ways, the wicked things we've done to them, the wicked things we've tried to do to them, maybe he won't. When we come back, let's take a look at some of the scriptures that talk about God and his protection.